The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took a hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Amen. In the mornings, I like to take a walk to get my day started. And there's a couple different paths I take. One is just through the neighborhood, and another is down a little trail that is near my house. Now, I like to take the trail because it helps me to get away from the busyness, and once I get deep enough in it, it even drowns out most of the road noise of folks heading to work. But it seems like on these mornings that I take the trail, I'm more aware of how I'm feeling that day. Some days I feel a little anxious. I walk down the middle of the path just in case somebody might jump out from behind a tree and try to mug me. I know, it's too many Lifetime movies, I guess. And other days, I'm just completely enamored by the creation around me, just soaking up in the babbling brook, the birds singing, the sun just peeking through the trees. Each time, it varies. Some days I feel a little more anxious, and then others I feel more joy. Then 2 days ago, when I was walking, I ran into a young family who was out nature watching. And this brought great joy. I thought this was really neat. This is something I need to do with my family. And then they said, "Did you see that copperhead snake on the back there?" And I said, "No. No, I did not." And I said, "Is it alive?" And she said, "Oh, yes, and you can't kill them. They're protected." Well, that didn't give me much assurance. And so I go on my merry way thinking that this snake is behind me, and I'm nearing the end of the trail, and all of a sudden I look down, and 2 feet in front of me is that copperhead snake on the middle of the path, and his head is pointed right at my ankle. Now, he didn't do anything to me, but it scared the poo out of me. I was very joyful to get away from that place. As I read and studied our gospel lesson for this Easter morning, I was taken by the number of times that we hear and see experiences of both fear and joy throughout the lesson. It starts with Mary and Mary going to the tomb, probably filled with all sorts of emotions, including grief and fear. to which they arrive to this giant earthquake. The earth is shaking beneath them, an angel coming down like lightning out of heaven to move this giant rock from the entrance of the tomb. The angel shone as white as could be, and soldiers there that were sent to guard the tomb shook and fell and appeared dead. The angels say to Mary and Mary, "You do not need to be afraid," and brings them the good news of the risen Lord. From there, the Marys leave, both filled with fear and great joy, to where Jesus greets them on the road. In this greeting, our English does an injustice. It's not a greetings and salutations, but rather it's, "Hey, what's up?" It gives them a high five. It's a joyous greeting to which they worship Jesus. They fall to his feet and give praise that he is alive. Jesus then tells them to go on to the disciples without fear. "You need not fear, for I am alive. Go share this joyous news." When I think about our lives, I really think these two emotions, joy and fear, are one and the same. They're inseparable. We see it throughout all of Scripture, many examples of fear and joy simultaneously happening and in our daily lives. Just yesterday, as I was laying in bed, I heard our youngest coming barreling down the hall. And he came into the bedroom and he saw me laying in bed. And he ran over to my side of the bed. Just then, his mom came in the door and he just shook with fear. He had to get on top of that bed before mom got him. He needed to get up there. And then I lifted him up and just the great joy he had tumbling and rumbling on the bed. Now, this is a fun example, just as my snake story I began with. But the truth is, fear and joy are really the real deal in all of our lives. We fear for our children and grandchildren in this dangerous world, all the while of having the joy of the blessings they are to us and that we hope they will be to others. We fear the uncertainties of unemployment in the workforce, but embrace the joy in the colleagues that we get to spend our time with. We fear the fate of an ill loved one, all the while remembering, basking in joy of the gift that they've been to us. We fear the future amid these local and global problems, but also with joy in the presence surrounded by the cloud of witnesses amongst us. And we fear losing beloved friends to a duty assignment, all the while having the joy of precious moments together with them. Fear and joy constantly interact with us, and they can't be eliminated. They're always there together. The truth is, brothers and sisters, this Easter story isn't about to take away either one of them. Jesus didn't come to take away our fear. Rather, Jesus came to be present with us in our fears and in our joys. Jesus shows up to greet us and remind us we need not fear. Jesus gives us the hope that brings us beyond and through all and any fears and into joy, even in the most unexplainable and unlikely of situations. This is what the angel first revealed to Mary and Mary in the empty tomb. Despite Jesus being killed, he lives. Because not even death can stop God from loving us. Not our fears and doubts, not our sins, nothing separates us from the love of God. God always, always has the last word. God's love always wins, even over death. Brothers and sisters, hold on to, cling to this truth. Let this good news set you free and be your overwhelming joy. In and over fears, the fears that come throughout our daily lives. Amen.